welcome back.
Hey, what's up, guys? So we've got part three of the minisode today.
Yes, so we're still talking recreate responsibly, which is always going to be a super important topic as long as we're out in the parks, enjoying them, and sharing them with others. So,
right, and I think we left off at Be Fire Smart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for your reference, all this information can be found on azstateparks.com/recreateresponsibly. And I say we just jump right into it because we want to kind of keep these minisodes short and easy to digest because, I mean, if we didn't do that, it'd be a huge podcast. And it's just nice we broke them down for people.
Yeah. Well, I thought we had already jumped right into it, but let's keep going.
Okay. So when you go out there, I guess the next subtitle is Leave What You Find. Mm-hmm. You know, so that can be taken a lot of ways. You know, you leave your camp spot the way you find it. You know, don't leave any trash. Don't destroy any property or natural aspects of it. But there's a few other obscure things that may be kind of overlooked that I think we kind of want to touch on today.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think a lot of it is kind of obvious. You know, like you said, leaving it how you found it, just so that the next people can enjoy it the same way you did. So what are some of those more obscure points, Neil?
Let's talk about quagga mussels. Okay. People don't really know what a quagga mussel is really. Okay.
A quagga mussel.
Yeah. And I don't know exactly what it is. I just know that it's an invasive species and it's in some lakes.
Yes.
So you can,
it sticks to things.
It does. Sticks to your boat, gets in the boat intake, and then you transfer that to potentially another lake that doesn't have any quagga mussels. And they, you know, they cause all kinds of problems in the ecosystem because they're not native here. So, there's things you can do to stop that from happening.
Yeah, definitely.
Make sure your boat's dry. You know, your live wells are empty if you're in a fishing boat. And then, you know, kind of just spray it down. Make sure that there's nothing, no remnants of them left on your boat before you go to another lake. And obviously, when you're driving to another lake, you know, the wind is going to help dry off the sides and everything, but the intake and all that kind of stuff needs to be drained out too.
Yeah, just don't transfer an invasive species from one invaded lake to another non-invaded lake.
To sum it up, yes. Yeah. So another thing we should probably talk about is historical artifacts.
Oh, yes. These are super important because the whole point of having these parks designated as state parks is to protect them and to conserve what has been there for, you know, hundreds of thousands of years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's, you know, arrowheads and pottery shards and things of that nature. And
structures and rocks and underground, you know, there's all kinds of things.
Right. And if you leave them there for the next person to experience, it's going to, you know, elevate their entire experience about the park and they're going to enjoy it even more. And I'm not saying you can't like pick it up and look at it.
Yeah.
You know, if it's right off the trail, you're like, oh, wow, this is cool. Somebody made this like however many thousands of years ago. And it's really kind of cool to hold in your hand and look at it. But just put it back.
Yes. Well, and a really good example of that is, I don't know. Have you ever been to Tuzegut National Monument?
Yeah.
That was buried under a hill. Mm-hmm. They didn't know it was under there for hundreds of years. So that's something that, like, if things had been moved around or visitors had come by and, you know, not left it the way they found it, we may never have known it was there. And they preserved it really well and uncovered it and all of that. But that's important on all the lands you're on, whether you're in a state park or a national park or even just, you know, walking the trail by your house. It's super important to just leave it how you found it because you never know what came before you and what will come after you.
100%. And it's just selfish, honestly, to go through destroying the land in different ways. And just please think about the next person. Think about future generations and think about preserving these awesome places that we have here in the state.
Yeah. And I think that's a really important dichotomy there is that we are preserving the past for the future. So you have to think of the people that came before you and how you're treating the land that they lived on or worked on or whatever that may be for the people that are coming after you.
Right. And then kind of along those lines, you know, in the parks, we don't want you to remove any of the plants or wildlife, okay? Mm-hmm.
Definitely not wildlife.
Right. I mean, because there's...
Don't take live animals with you.
Yeah. And I mean, even wildlife as far as, you know, some people might think, oh, well, I'm a hunter, but there's no hunting on the parks.
Right.
You know, I bow hunt, but I know that, you know, obviously the parks are a great place to go look at animals and just enjoy them for what they are, but not...
Yeah.
Don't take them from there.
No.
I think it's safe to say that it is legal, however, to take legally caught fish.
Yes.
From the parks.
That's the only, yes, that's the only live or previously alive thing that should be finding its way out the park gates. Because I think a lot of people, I know they've had, I know that it's really easy when you see an injured animal or an animal that looks like it might need help. For example, a baby deer or the like. It's really easy to be like, I want to help that, you know, this adorable little animal. You want to help it. But the best thing you can do is let a park ranger know and leave it where it is.
Yeah, just leave it there. The mom knows where it's at. Yeah. I mean, in that instance. But also, these are natural places, and we let nature take its course 9 times out of 10 out there.
Right, yeah. You know. You can let a park ranger know, because I know that, you know, that can help and that it can make you feel better because you did take action to help that creature. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely not your responsibility. These are natural places.
And you know what just happened, Randy?
What?
I think we naturally segued into the next segment, which is Be Mindful of Wildlife.
Oh, well, look at us. We're getting better at this every day.
Yeah. So those are great points, you know, about leaving the wildlife alone. And that they're there for, you know, they live there. I mean, that's where they live. And we're kind of just there in their homes. But
yes,
they
didn't even invite us.
No,
like,
but
they didn't say, hey, come on in.
But we can be cool guests in their homes. Exactly. You know, I mean, if we're just watching from a distance, if we're here's a big thing. You know what a trash panda is?
I sure do.
Yeah, it's a raccoon. They love trash. And there's other animals like javelina love trash. So
Yes, but javelina don't have the little masks and the tiny little hands.
No, they're not trash pandas. They're just,
they're more like teddy bears. They're stinky trash. Teddy they're bears. Trash bears. No, because bears like trash,
Bears like trash, too, yeah. Yeah.
We need a cutesy javelina term for trash panda.
We'll come up with something, I'm sure.
We'll work on it. We'll catch you next episode with it.
So just keep your campsite picked up. Don't leave any trash just laying around. I mean, keep it elevated. Keep it covered. Make it a lot harder for animals to get it, because we don't want them to depend on that for their survival.
Yes.
Because then that's when problems with wildlife can happen.
Right. Yeah. If you were a guest in someone else's home, you wouldn't leave trash on the ground.
So we also want to remind you to keep your pets on a leash so they're not tempted to chase the wildlife. Because, I mean,
yes.
I'm a dog owner. I know how they can be.
I thought you were going to say, I'm a dog. I was a little worried about your wife and children.
No, I'm a dog owner. And they're, yes. I'm sure that if given the chance, they'd probably chase deer or javelina. And there could be problems associated with that outside of just disturbing the wildlife. So
yeah, and not just dogs. If you're bringing a cat or a rabbit into the park, which happens. I mean, people train their cats to walk on leashes. Same thing. Keep them on a leash. If you're bringing a pet into the park, it needs to be on a leash.
And clean up after them. It's just part of being a responsible pet owner. That's
definitely
all. And then this kind of goes back into the garbage thing. Never feed the wildlife intentionally.
Yes.
Just, we don't want them to rely on that. There's plenty of food out there for them to eat, you know. I mean, whether they're an herbivore or a carnivore, there's plenty of stuff out there for them to eat.
Definitely.
You know, so they really don't need your help.
There's the natural ecosystem out there that is how they've always lived.
Right.
I mean, who are we to walk into that and disrupt it?
Right. That's a great point. And, you know, before we move on to the next section, I just want to remind everybody about the new Facebook group.
Yeah, so that's a really awesome place. Me and Neil are in there talking to people, both from the main Arizona State Parks account and from our own personal accounts, because we just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We're connecting you with rangers. We've got plenty of our rangers are on there, and state park pages are in there talking to you and giving you advice, just like any other Arizonan that's hanging out in there. So we want to talk to you. We want you guys to talk to each other and hop in there and have a good time.
The group can be found at Explore AZ State Parks on Facebook. And yeah, Randy and I are on there. You know, we interact with everybody, and it's just a great place to, if you're an outdoor enthusiast, it really is just a great place to be.
Yeah, it's a great little community, like-minded people. You'll have a good time.
So let's talk about being considerate.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, especially now, in light of how everything's changed because of COVID-19.
Back in my day.
Right. Back in my day, things are much different.
Yes.
Yeah. But so we use parks a little bit differently now, but that doesn't need to take away from the entire experience.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, so say you're on the trail and you're hiking. We're not asking you to wear a mask the whole way on the trail, you know, but if you see somebody coming, just kind of think about their experience as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hopefully have a mask with you. Throw it on, step off the trail a little bit,
mm-hmm.
And as we've mentioned a million times, we've never said it's not okay to step off the trail in an instance like this.
Yes.
And let them pass, take your mask off, continue on your way.
Yeah. And I think that's a really big part of being outside. It's just being respectful of other people. It's something that we do every single day when we're on the trail, whether it's, you know, yielding to bikes, we move out of the way. When you're not, like we said, not leaving trash and being respectful of wildlife, things like that, it's just an extra step, and it's not something that is a huge ask. And we require them in the building, so it's not a big deal.
Right, yeah, so just get out there and enjoy the parks, and while you're doing so, think about other people's experiences, because when you break it down, you're all very similar, because you're enjoying the same type of thing.
Yes, so we want everyone out there to be able to have a good time together and socially distance.
So I think we can wrap up this mini-sode series. I think that's a good point to wrap it up. We've covered everything that's on azstateparks.com/recreateresponsibly.
Definitely.
And I think that, well, I hope that we've helped shed some light on some ways that we can help the parks sustain their beauty for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Cool. Well, thanks everybody for listening, and keep an eye out for another episode coming up soon. We're going to cover, we created a really cool resource about camping, how to camp efficiently, some cool little hacks and tricks that are going to help you enjoy your experience much more. So that'll be out a couple weeks after this one's released.
Yeah, so you won't want to miss it, and we'll catch you next time.
See ya.